Okay, POL 1. Sitting at a hotel in Örebro and feeling rather wiped out. Anyway, POL. Came up with one way of dealing with the ladies in the life of P.O. Because it's been unclear to me whether our dear Aina, who is faithfully and valiantly following her man to this world of shadows, which has especially at this time turned a bit dark and dangerous. Heavy illusions, and especially for women, they get exploited and they get disturbed and they're unprotected, and it's so in a way this decision from the part of, on the part of Aina, to enter that world in order to help her man, is not approved of very much by the others in the other world, like Engil and so on. So what to do? And then maybe Engel says, he comes up with some solution, and he says, I think I know, I have an idea. And we'll leave it hanging there, right? So we don't know what his idea is. But then we follow Aina. She's going into a strange state there, where she's, well, which I already had before. She got that jewel or whatever, pearl or whatever it was, right? Allows Sarah or whoever she's named, Engel's wife over there in Cat Island, I mean, as it looks like now at least, to stay in touch with her. And that thing, that was the idea so far, that thing that helped to keep her protected. So what we will describe here is Aina entering this strange world, and but she's kind of described from within. Is seeing the stuff going on out there through the senses, and she's but she's kind of not very much connected to it. And then we switch over to the woman there, because one of the ladies that we will follow in our story, she's a bit autistic. So, well, maybe that was the trick here. We don't know. But she is not fully, although she, you know, as autistic people are or seem to be, although present here, she's not fully present here. So this can be also like protection against the madness going on here, right? So we follow the autistic but very smart girl who then helps Pio. But then there are the other girls. And because then the autistic girl, it just doesn't work out. Maybe Pio, I don't know which order we should take them, but this is just for the sake of this idea. And Pio, because he's now a bit bewildered, right, by this shadow world, and he's also a bit, well, his idea about love has turned into a self-centered love, right, as sometimes happens to us here. He wants love, right? He forgets about giving love. So we can paint or show that kind of faulty love that we find in this world as Pio slips into that. And we find for every girl he meets, she teaches him something, helps him in a way, but it leaves him or them with a dysfunctional relationship, and again, oh, didn't work out, didn't. So it wasn't her, right? We were waiting for, we thought the first one was Aina who came to join her Oni. But then some or other, oops, seems it wasn't her, so it's kind of a mystery and all that. So we can go on like that with all the girls in the story until in the end we are completely bewildered. And then the secret then is, which we don't reveal to anyone except I'm saying it here quietly, that in the end it's revealed that Aina never really left Otherworld Station. What she did was to sometimes act through those other girls, kind of possess them for a little while, or inspire them, because that can then also happen. Inspire in spirit means that someone, by request or by own initiative, whatever, is there and starts working through another person, an earthly person, maybe someone who is on a higher, in a high world trying to help, or lower or whatever. So that's what happens here, that these girls that came and went through Pia's life, and that he, where he messed up, where he mistreated and was selfish, and we follow him going down into that darker realm, right? But then, what do you call it? Purgatory, and then redemption, whatever. It's your short hero's journey. He learns from that, because it's not, again, it's not just for him to go walk around here and find love, right? But to actually love. So for instance, in the Taina story, then there is this, he's going through that, really, really trying to find love. I mean, to learn to love. So he realizes that, and he just starts to live like that with love. And then his love for Krishna, for God, will also start to bloom again, because he has understood what it is. And by all the mistakes he went through. But what about these women? Well, they were rather ordinary girls whom he became attached to for some reason or other, for his selfish reasons or whatever, or superficial reasons, because they were pretty or whatever. And then, because of that attachment, Aina took the opportunity, or was able to work through those girls to help him the best she could. And therefore we find that each one of those girls, they serve two purposes for our story and for his life. One is that they smash him on the head and teach him good lessons, but also, I mean, by reacting the way they do to his clumsy, selfish approach, but also they give good advice, and they point him in that direction positively too. And that is Aina doing that. So we could then reveal in the end, when Liberation Day comes, that the first one coming and meeting Pio on that bridge is Aina. And he was like thinking all his life, where is she? Where is she? Could she? Is she not? There's someone here who I love, someone who loves me, and someone who I belong together with, my soulmate, and all that. But where is she? And that's much of the theme throughout the story of his life, right? It's already that. So in that way, we could use that theme, I think, in a good way. But now I'm just too tired.